this gospel that we have just chanted, which of course announces to the apostles and disciples the fact that Jesus is about to take his leave, which he has taken. It reminds me of my own situation. In a little while, you will see me no more. And then a little while later, you will see me again. Of course, the first little while refers to, in my case, my death. In Christ, it referred to his passion, death, and resurrection. So they would not see him, and then they would see him. This is fulfilled very, very quickly. But ultimately, he then leaves them at the Ascension, which is soon coming, on Ascension Thursday, not Ascension Sunday. We don't go with that nonsense here. Let them do what they want. But what he's referring to, the other little while, and of course, to our Lord, a million years is a little while. He is eternal. For you and me, a little while means 20 minutes, and that seems forever. But not to him. So he's speaking about the end of the world and his return in glory. And then we will see him in all his glory. He will be not only our Savior, which he is, but he will be our judge to give us what we deserve because of our actions or lack thereof. And then he compares all this to a woman having childbirth. And of course, I have no knowledge about that, but I can imagine that it's very painful. So God bless you, women, especially all the ones that are waiting for new babies, and those who are soon to be waiting for new babies, which we pray we want as many babies as we can. But we do ask you, please, mothers and fathers, when they start screaming, take them to the cry room. I can't do it. And with my voice being almost gone, it's coming back, but being almost gone, it just is not fair. You understand that? It's not fair. Maybe I'll just not say anything or sing anything, and you can have a silent mass, and you can get out of here in 20 minutes. After my dead body leaves it in 20 minutes. This is the dialogue mass, a high mass, a song mass. And we're not going to do anything other. When I can't do it anymore, I'm out of here. But anyway, I'm not here just to complain. I am asking for cooperation. But today is a very, very wonderful day. Of course, we have a Sunday and Easter. And we also have one of my favorite feast days and one of my favorite devotions to Our Lady. As I put the little altar there, today is a feast of Our Lady of Good Counsel of Genazzano. Now, Genazzano is one of the many little towns that surround Rome. They're hill towns, if you see a picture of it. And I put some in my Facebook. I've been there many, 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 many times. And some of you who are here have been there with me. About 500, 600 years ago, of course, yesterday was the feast of St. Mark, St. John Mark, the evangelist, the son of St. Joseph and St. Mary of Cleophas. He is the one that ran off naked from Gethsemane. And he's the only one that mentions it, so it shows you that he is the one. So, he became the secretary of the first pope, St. Peter. And eventually, he was to become the patriarch, the archbishop of Alexandria in Egypt. I mean, the apostles and evangelists, they traveled. We think we do, but they traveled, and they did it mostly on foot or by boat. It's very dangerous. And so yesterday we celebrated his feast. And also we celebrated the greater litanies, the prayers that the church offers, in particular for reparation for sin, but in particular the church offers these, and she does this in the spring and does this in the fall, for the harvest, for the crops, and all the farmlands and everything would be blessed, so there would be prosperity and a lot of food. While they were doing this in the little town of Genazzano, in the meantime, they had to build a new church. It was falling apart, and it was too small. So an old lady named Petruccia gave her fortune, her inheritance, to the priests to build a new church. Well, it wasn't enough. It was not sufficient. So there were several walls, no roof. It was a mess. And everybody was laughing at her. And so she prayed and prayed to the Blessed Mother. And during the procession on the 25th of April, all of a sudden, a wonderful music came forth from the heavens. And clouds came down, beautiful clouds like they had never seen. And in the middle of the clouds was this magnificent picture of Mary holding the baby Jesus in her arms. That's a copy of it, which I blessed right next to her original picture. Now, what's interesting is, now some people will say St. Luke painted it, others say, no, it doesn't matter to me. But that same picture, which is on stone, which is about an inch thick or more, disappeared from a church in Dalmatia. They still have the church and the hole where she used to be. And the Turks, the Muslims, were attacking. You know, they're such good friends of ours. There are two really bad enemies of the church, the Muslims and the Masons. Interesting, they both start with M. Cardinal Sarah has told us, don't think that they're your friends and they're going to be buddy-buddy. No. I would not be surprised if what happened last night has something to do with them too. And so they were attacking and they prayed to God, please save our beautiful picture. They knew it was miraculous. And then it disappeared. And then it appeared in Genazzano. And it landed right in the midst of a not very big wall, probably from here to there. It was not the main part of the church. And there it is to this day. Nobody put it there. Nobody put plaster around it. Nobody put glue or anything around it. Now later on they would put gold all around it. But it's not holding the picture. It's miraculously there. And all kinds of miracles began to happen. And of course, what happened? Many, many, many people came to see her. And when they came, they gave many donations. And they had enough money to finish the church. The communion rail for that church of Our Lady of Good Counsel is one of the most beautiful things you can ever see, by Bernini. And either side of the gate, there is a long string of marble that looks like cloth, and little angels holding it up all the way across. Beautiful. Incredible that mankind can produce such a thing. But God gave Gian Lorenzo Bernini the gift, the art of this. And then to the left of the communion rail is the chapel of Our Lady. She is still there. In the 19th century, Pope Leo XIII, of happy memory, included her name in the Litany of Loreto, the Litany of Our Lady. So to this day we sing, Our Lady of Good Counsel, pray for us. And she is the patroness of all the ladies' sodalities in the United States, ours and the whole country. And we pray to her every time they have a meeting. I'm there with them, but I'm not a lady, obviously. So, anyway, nor do I want to be, excuse me. Get rid of that nonsense. So, she is very, very important. And the miracle of Our Lady of Good Counsel of Genazzano is very important. There is nothing that God cannot do. And there is nothing that Mary, united to her son, cannot do. And there she is, holding the very, very young baby Jesus, who doesn't even have hair yet, holding, and they're looking at each other, and they're sort of looking at us. So pray to her. Ask her for her intercession before the Almighty throne of God. What a wonderful thing. And of course, we are about to start the month of May, the month of Mary. And so I remind you how very important it is to say the rosary, especially as a family, to say the rosary every day if possible. We do it every day here in this shrine. So say the rosary. Pray the rosary, and you will see your prayers answered. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.